box.
The Los Angeles County Fire Department told KABC7 there was probably too much weight on the oceanfront deck.
Not sure what that deck would be rated at, but for a residential home, that would appear to be a lot of persons on that, and potentially a lot of weight.
The fire department has declared the house uninhabitable. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Tim Tebow is on track for a return to football. NFL Network reporting the Jacksonville Jaguars are planning to sign the former Heisman Trophy winning quarterback as a tight end. The move would reunite Tebow with head coach Urban Meyer after their days at Florida. The 33-year-old played his last NFL game with the New York Jets in 2012 before a brief stint in minor league baseball. It's expected to be a one-year deal. More news can always be found online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
The views and opinions expressed during this show are those of the hosts and guests only. In no way do they represent the views, positions, or opinions expressed or implied of WGSO 990 AM or North Shore Radio, LLC.
The Bean Exchange with Barbara Hoover on WGSO will address matters of importance, elderly affairs, and anything that affects our quality of life. Will show the fallibilities of protective services and the fallacies. Also wherein the system is so corrupted, witnesses become victims. Where we go one, we go all. Listen up to The Beat Exchange with Barbara Hoover. Mondays at 7 p.m., the dinner hour. Dinner jackets or straight jackets. God bless America.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
And the whole world smiles with you.
Smiles.
And when you're laughing.
When you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
Oh, you're laughing.
When the sun comes shining through.
Shining through.
When you're crying.
When you're crying.
You bring on the rain.
Bring on the
stop
rain.
Your sighing.
Stop your
sighing. Won't you be happy again?
Happy again.
When you're smiling.
When you're smiling.
Keep on smiling.
Keep on smiling.
And the world will smile.
Come on, you didn't heard our conversation, me and Anthony. But anyway, you're listening to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, Community Voice of the Crescent City. There's some people would rather strangle me for some of the things I've been saying on air. But hey, you did it or you didn't do it either. That's the only question. But anyway, people that elect corrupt politicians, imposters, thieves, and traitors are not victims, but accomplices. And that's George Orwell, since, you know, telling the truth is, you know, in times of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. I suggest everybody get the book 1984, George Orwell, that came out in the 60s. And sort of seems like what we're going through now. It's weird. So I came across another book that I like, The Idea Brokers, Think Tanks and the Rise of the New Policy Elites. And this is a book that's endorsed by Martin Anderson of the Hoover Institution. And he said that this is the best books written on America's think tanks. So that's the title of the book. James A. Smith is the author. And The Idea Brokers, Think Tanks and the Rise of the New Policy Elites. You know, then you get to see where a lot of this crazy stuff comes from. But then some of it's good. As long as they don't put kickbacks and stuff like that in it. I mean, come on, does everything have to have a kickback? Please. So that's where we get into problems. But also, I want to remind you that the Second Amendment does not grant us the right to bear arms. The Second Amendment denies the government the authority to infringe upon our right to bear arms. So that's something quite different. We do have the right to bear arms, but that's not what the Second Amendment grants us. It grants us the freedom. And it denies the government the authority to infringe upon our rights. So, of course, our cuckoo governor, Now, I can't say he should be nameless because we got to identify him. He's a Democrat. I used to be a Democrat. You know, then I'm independent. But he pledged to veto the legislation aimed at removing the requirement for law-abiding citizens to get a permit before carrying a concealed handgun for self-defense. Now, that's a shame. You know, we should be able to carry whatever we want. You know, I mean, crazy people use screwdrivers and stuff like that for weapons. You know, I don't need a permit for that, but we surely need to be armed for crazy people like that. Or if you got a cleaning woman and, you know, she keeps hitting you in the shoulder with something metal in her hand, turns out to be a knife that she stabs you with, but, oh, that's okay, because St. Bernard, they cover up serious crimes. So they had them. Recently, they had another embezzlement scheme, and person doesn't get arrested. It was on the news, but very little information. This one was only $40,000 as property tax. You know, people break their necks to pay the property tax to stay current, and then they steal on it. But that's the big thing. It's crooks and thieves down there. And in the process, that was $40,000. Before that, there was a $70,000 embezzlement scheme with a woman not turning in the money from the concessions, you know, $70,000. Prior to that, the DMV, everybody got fired for embezzlement, you know. But no charges. It's wild. Get stabbed in the arm. No charges for the woman. She becomes my mother's caregiver and has an arrest record for elderly abuse. Extensive. Under different aliases. Uses an ID in my name. Starts draining the bank accounts. A cleaning woman. It's what they do in St. Bernard. They target the elderly people at the grocery store. And then they say that they're a cleaning woman or whatever and bring somebody else around, another family member. And then the real deal, the whole idea is to get into the house. In fact, one of the incidents where I should have gotten a sexual battery charge for the when I went to the police, they didn't want to do it because they were already dealing with another issue with sexual battery and rape. You know, so they didn't want to deal with this rapist because that's what he is. He's a serial sexual predator. And when he commits home invasions, he is not coming in to dust your furniture. But hey, we can't do nothing about him because Lena Torres and Lena Torres Ruiz, their relative will go back to prison. Really? And so my mother has to live with these two people disguised as caregivers. No police report when she's in the hospital beat to a living pulp. All were picked out their book and photos and involved with the Bruno family, who have a history of bank fraud convictions. Bank fraud, bank theft. You know, so everybody's you on your own. Well, this is what I have to say. Don't trust the police to handle nothing for you. Handle it yourself. Get armed, learn how to use it, and become a marksman. And don't worry, if somebody's coming in your house in the middle of the night, 2:30 in the morning, using a key and sticking their hand in the door to lift the chain lock and blowing up the alarm, oh, she's got more rights to understand what she's doing other than what the hell is this woman coming in our house for? No excuses. But you see, St. Bernard's big on home invasions. There's three of them they're covering up right now. So, you know, hey, if that's the way the sheriff wants to run his office, then I can talk about it because it's dangerous. Every single elderly person that they want to target for what they have is in danger. Hey, I went straight to the police, but they were handling the Darren Sharper. Happened to be the same attorneys trying to cover that up that operated to cover up what Lawrence Ruiz was doing, but I didn't know his last name. I just knew cleaning woman's son. I need stalking charges because he was never allowed in the house, you see. And so there's other things about that I'm going to talk about at another time because what I have done with the Beat Exchange is have women want to stand up for how they were mistreated. And there was a cover-up and a rape. And one of the people that I'm talking about, where they didn't get charges, but they paid the woman off. She's thinking about whether she wants to come on WGSO and talk about it. That's up to her. I'm going to talk about everything I know. So you're listening to The Beat Exchange on WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans. It's Barbara Hoover with The Beat Exchange. Yay, buddy.
When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool at some more. When you dance down the street with a cloud at your feet, you're in love.
Hi, I'm Dickie Brennan, and I'd like to invite you to our new Black Duck Bar, located on the second floor of Palace Cafe. Rum is the chosen spirit of Palace Cafe's Black Duck Bar and features an extensive rum collection from all over the world. Be sure to join us for happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6 p.m., with half-price small plates, local draft beer, and tap wine. Look forward to seeing you soon at Palace Cafe's new Black Duck Bar.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakin' easy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we are so proud to have you here with us to celebrate. So we're going to celebrate all year long to show our gratitude to you and make 2021 our most successful year yet. And we will also continue to bring programs that appeal to people of all backgrounds. So from all of us at WGSO, we want to say thank you for making us the community voice of the Crescent City.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Dad, how do airplanes fly? What's in this box? Can I touch this? Where does sand come from? Is this tree good for climbing? What happens if I mix these two things together? How are babies made? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Talking to them about gun safety in your home is a good first step, but you can do more. Always keep your guns locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Storing your guns securely is the best way to prevent family fire, including unintentional shootings. For more information on safe gun storage and ways to keep your family safe, visit endfamilyfire.org. That's endfamilyfire.org.
What do we keep in the attic? What's this thing called? Can I ride my bike backwards?
Like I said, kids are curious. It's up to us to keep them safe. Brought to you by End Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues.
See, what it is when you have lawyers that keep you from getting rape charges and pay off people, not to file charges. All they do is create a more violent act the next time. You see, and the more violent they act, the more money the attorneys make. See, it's a system. They don't care what their clients do when they problem people in society, because they just make more money when they help them cover it up. So, there's something going on now where they're trying to sweep using my name on bogus documents to get money, like as if they representing me. I didn't even know about it for 5 years. And when I did, I had a weapon in my face, my mother and I. And so I will not drop that until I get justice. I won't sign anything. I want prosecutions. And everybody that got in the way to keep it from being prosecuted, you need to be thrown out of your government position. Because it was seamless the way they did it with us. Seamless. So, you got somebody in St. Bernard Parish working in the sheriff's office that helps these people on the day of their home invasion when they told not to come around anymore. So I can prove that's why there's never been an investigation where they had my testimony. I just picked out book and photos, nothing from that. So you have to live with the burden you put on me. And anybody that sees this a problem of what I'm doing, you're part of the problem because you're more leaning toward a cover-up and not helping to fix the system for everybody, not just me, for everybody. But I mean, really, we are supposed to be here for solutions. That's why we get on the radio. I mean, I'm not the first woman that went to the New Orleans Musicians Clinic talking about abuse, sexual and otherwise. They don't even have a system. But they have a system for anti-life bias, and that's what my friend Bunny Matthews is going through. And I have to watch it. I have to see where they listen to people say, oh, well, I was told that he can't even talk. I mean, they even had the Archbishop saying that and the deacon. But nobody went to see him to see that he could because they believed the lawyers that came in and pulled this medical kidnapping. Happens to be the same lawyers that pulled it on my mother and I. But hey, taking my mother around, dragging my mother around with a checkbook to pay off your operatives that were going to help you get those music recordings out of that warehouse that I partially own. But the setup to have a gang stalking incident where you got a police officer that only wants to put one person's name when I have marks all over me from people holding me doing the assault. But you see, the person that was slapping me and hitting me, I was trying to block my 4 open surgical wounds. They wouldn't even take supplemental report with the photographs. But when I had approached a female police officer, I took in the bathroom, I showed her what ripped on my body during the attack. And she said, it's pretty serious. So when Sergeant Jackson walked in, this is over by the 5th District, you know, where they're so corrupt, they don't write police reports over there either. You know, he said, oh, you're back in the police station again? I'll handle this. She had the police report all written up with the injuries. But here's Jackson deleting it off the law enforcement computer because he didn't want that report to go in. Sergeant Jackson, what else? How did he raise himself in a police department? By doing things like that? Covering up acts of violence? That's how Sergeant Holloway got killed. Murdered, actually. Not some simple thing. And anybody that's an investigative reporter in the city of New Orleans, you need to go check to see what cases Sergeant Holloway was working on before he picked up and transport a fugitive that Wardell Johnson didn't check out, didn't frisk. And allegedly, he shot Sergeant Holloway and escaped from the police car. Sort of strange. But yet the person, Wardell Johnson, when they were questioning him about everything, public integrity, he leaves the meeting, the conference that they were having with him, and he said that he had to go pick up a family member and he'd be back to finish out the conference. But they followed him, and he went all the way to Jefferson Parish and threw something in the canal. They videotaped him doing it. Now, what was so important for him to stop what he was doing to go throw away something in the canal? Must have been evidence. I mean, you know, common sense must have been evidence. This is a man that was on the police force, suspended 6 times for refusing to write a police report, not listing that there were witnesses, and not making a police report on acts of violence when people should have been arrested. Now, Tora Clark did the same thing in the 3rd District, but because these are white people doing it, they'll pay the black cop to play along, is that it? Because somebody called them when the police were on their way, because they received a phone call on their cell phone, and they all took off running. Sandra, Bruno Guy Ladner, Charlene Carache, Mortalara Carache, Melanie Gautreau, Paul Bruno, Russell Hoover. There's Santa setting the whole thing up, getting my cousin to put his guard down, that they're going to use his mother's funeral to help cover up what our Aunt Mary did with her usual bank fraud and bank theft schemes. Even solicited, because DeSalvo's good, he makes everybody believe they owe him something when he keeps them out of prison for whatever. But you see, sometimes you're not going to go to jail because there's a technicality, but he's got to get the money from you. You know, especially if we got uncles like City Auto Wreckers and a beef from, hey, just go lean on them to give money so he could go pay off people, right? But then he keeps the money to himself. That's the way it goes. I mean, even Mr. Whitman, when he was using counterfeit documents to close down a case in state and federal court, he told me, the partners at the law firm said, oh, no, we'll get them to straighten out everything, don't worry. And then I went to the settlement conference and he threatened me. He said if I didn't drop it, he'd go after my mother. Well, now I'm after you, Mr. Whitman, and your law firm for what you do. You hurt people and you get paid to do it.
Hope you see the truth. This puppet show stays on because of you fools. We've been dancing with the devil way too long. I know it's fun, but get ready to pay your dues.
WGSO 990 AM has recently become recognized as an official 501c3 nonprofit organization, capable of accepting tax-deductible donations. So, in commemoration of our 75th anniversary, the station is launching a 75 for 75 campaign with the goal of raising $75,000 in 2021. The funds that are raised will be dedicated to help the station fulfill our broadcast mission and satisfy any equipment needs that arise. These donations are especially important because unlike most radio stations in New Orleans, WGSO is independent, locally owned and operated, and not part of a national broadcasting conglomerate. To donate, go to WGSO.com and click on the Donate button on the front page. Help us to continue to be the community voice of the Crescent City.
Hi, everybody. I'm Kristen Chenoweth. When our servicemen and women return from war, they often carry wounds that the rest of us cannot see. Up to 1 in 5 veterans who served in Iraq and Afghanistan are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And often, even the best treatment, including medication and therapy, they fall short. Sadly, more than 6,000 veterans die every year from suicide. Thanks to the life-saving power of the human-animal bond, professionally trained service dogs can help. But connecting a veteran with a well-trained service dog can be difficult. Waitlists are long, and training can cost tens of thousands of dollars. But service dogs can bring healing. If you're a veteran or know a veteran struggling with post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury, please go to AmericanHumane.org to learn about their Pups for Patriots program, which provides dogs to veterans for free of charge. Let's help our veterans heal from the invisible wounds of war.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Matt Doyle. Legislation that would make kindergarten attendance mandatory continues its steady march through the legislature, this time clearing a second Senate committee. Proponents argue there's a lot of research showing the benefits of early childhood education, but Turkey Creek Senator Heather Cloud is concerned parents could end up in jail if they decide not to send their child to kindergarten.
Those parents who choose to keep their kids at home and teach them at home or however they want to do it, that they can't go to prison for doing so.
And a propane tank explosion at a crawfish boil in Krotz Springs over the weekend results in 4 victims needing to be airlifted to hospitals. St. Landry Parish President Jesse Bellard says the explosion occurred after one person at the party took a propane tank into a nearby shed and was trying to adjust a setting on the valves.
The valve broke off or unscrewed and the propane leaked into the building. And then when they opened the door to get out of the building, it ignited with the fire right outside of the door.
One of the victims suffered burns to a third of their body. LRN.
Reed's Metals is one of the largest providers of metal roofing, pole barns, and pre-engineered steel buildings in the South, with state-of-the-art methods to provide quality and service, offering same-day pickup, on-site roll forming for standing seam projects, and job site delivery within 72 hours pending location. Buy direct and save, over 20 colors to choose from, and a 45-year paint warranty. In Sulphur, on Ruth Street, call 337-625-5051 or online at reedsmetals.com.
At Sunshine, we know versatility is important when buying equipment. The John Deere 1023E offers the versatility to go from the farm to the front yard with monthly payments as low as $99 a month. Now's a great time to get powered by Sunshine. Visit us online at sunequip.com. To apply for financing, get a quote, and learn more about our extended warranty options. Some restrictions apply. See dealer for details. Offer ends October 29th, 2021.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
Welcome back to the Louisiana Jones Gumbo Hour. I'm your host, founder, and owner of the TLGHL3C. I'm very excited about having the opportunity once again to have a positive and thought-provoking dialogue with you as we inform and educate each other on various topics or gumbo ingredients from the business, academic, alumni, workforce, youth, and of course the sporting arena. I will be here every Saturday from 1 to 2 p.m. providing informative nuggets for you and yours. Please call in with your questions or add your bowl of gumbo at 504-556-9696. So that we can add to today's pot of gumbo.
Hi, I'm Pete Canizzaro with Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales. We provide appraisals for multiple reasons, such as mortgages, refinancing, estate successions, property settlement, and more. We have local knowledge and experience, so bring in the experts at Canizzaro Realty and make sure your property is being evaluated correctly. Canizzaro Realty Appraisals and Sales, now with 3 locations, Uptown, Downtown, and Metairie. Call 504-831-0507 or visit CanizzaroRealty.com for appraisals and sales.
WGSO, across the Gulf South, a great new way. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City, WGSO 990 AM.
Hey,
glitz and bliss. I guess for those that control the media it is. They own the media, they control the stories we are told. If you ever try to go against them, you will be ignored. 'Cause they control, they control, they control the narrative.
Yeah.
They perpetuate the myth.
Mm-hmm.
Keep on telling you lies, tell you ignorance is bliss. Believe it all and you'll never get.
Yeah. So Van Morrison in background. You listen to WGSO 990 AM in New Orleans, the community voice of the Crescent City. It's Barbara Hoover with the Beat Exchange. Now, you, if you're listening to your show, you know that we have a time change start at 7 on Mondays. Now, Van Morrison's being blacklisted for his anti-media songs. Stand and Deliver did with Eric Clapton. And when the musicians and the artists start standing up against the establishment, that's when it's pretty bad. So they're all rebels, like Bunny Matthews, a rebel. Bunny Matthews got punished, my friend, because his son did not like what he wrote about the Confederate flag. A friend that I thought that drove me to see Bunny the first time, that's all she wanted to talk about was the Confederate flag, when I need to talk to Bunny about what he needed. And I wouldn't let her shame him about the Confederate flag. I didn't even read it. I don't care what he wrote. I said, no, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about Bunny's needs. And he says, yeah, but look what he did. No, 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 I don't care what he did. He's a rebel. So my friend went from sulking, sort of, because that's the zone that people put you in when they terrorizing you, trying to convince you did excuse me, something wrong when you didn't. Bunny was being Bunny. That's why they scrubbed 2 years of his work from the internet, where he was writing up until a few hours before the medical kidnapping that can be proven. So, well, there's a video of Bunny, what he expected for himself, but nobody wants to see it. You know, they just want to play along like we're crazy people. They the ones sending Bunny Matthews pornography, trying to make him believe that it's his girlfriend that they set him up with. Man's in a wheelchair. As soon as he told me about his girlfriend giving him trouble, I said, who is this woman? He tells me, and I go, she knows you. I said, how come I don't know her? You know, so they got different stories about how this woman came around, which is all a setup, because this is what they use when they target an elderly people, especially Mr. Whitman. When he's involved, you know, Paul Tabbery too, front attorney, see, and the scum in Mandeville with Rhonda Gabb and Associates lied to me. Tried to get my signature on a document because they were having this woman signed for me. So they needed to get something fresh from me. But let me tell you something, you idiots. There's something that I do to my signature, my legal signature. Y'all messed up. You ain't never going to be able to show me something that I signed that I did. But you could show it to everybody else around town. You know, just like the affidavits and the statements that their operative that was going to get them all the music recordings out the warehouse submitted to Sanborn's court. Sanborn's a scumbag judge in St. Bernard that people told me all you got to do is catch this judge at the NOAC, New Orleans Athletic Club, and when he's drunk, and just let him pinch your nipple and he'll even pull drug charges for you. I was freaked. I said, what judge is that? Not thinking I'm going to use him. I just want to know who the corrupt judges are. See, Lynn Wood had brought up when this whole rigging scheme from 2018 and 2020. He said to stand up and identify all the corrupt sheriffs, the corrupt judges in your community. Well, I've been doing that for almost 3 years now, so I'm right in sync with what the rest of the Patriots are doing. So I'm not off the wall. You know, the Stone Pigman Law Firm are experts in intellectual property because they know what judges will take bribes and payoffs. Money laundering. You could look at any record, especially any court case that I had with them. I made a record. It's an entire story of the improper procedures, the judicial fiats, to where when I filed for the recusal of this judge, everybody said, oh, no, he'll put you in jail if that's not true. Well, he jumped off, but he went to Nova Scotia on a fishing expedition right after that. That was Feldman. And then Lamell, same thing. He switches it to him, doesn't the studio case, theft of the intellectual property. All these musicians want to testify in court of how they were beat out of their work. But you see, three music cases in federal court, open court, but Barbara Hoover and the people that she's running lead for, oh, we can only have it heard on briefs. Really? Briefs? A music case. Wow. There were a lot of people upset in the legal industry, you know, because they didn't think that certain judges could be corrupted. You know, well, you had a chief judge that had people before court where they paid for her time in the Greek islands. But she's still allowing them. She still won't recuse herself for what's going on. That went in Fond du Lac. I started reading some things about myself. How they like to frame up cover-ups. So when I finish with these next set of writings, I think I'm going to have something for y'all to read because it'll be in their hands by that time. So we're going to see why complaints against judges are not made public and why they should be, and why attorneys are allowed to hide behind a law license when they're using bogus documents, and then seeing to it that the operative puts a weapon in your face to not do anything about it. Well, that's not a license. You're not practicing law. You're practicing fraud and racketeering. You're in the RICO stage. And when it's targeting elderly people or infirm people or disabled people or medically vulnerable people, it's a hate crime. And I'm going to make sure it is. Because only dark-hearted people can pull these things. Not somebody that, oh, they just made a mistake. No, you have an organized crime syndicate that gets protection all the way up to the governor's office for elderly protective services. That's how I had my heart attack. After I talked to Pullman, gave Sheriff Pullman in St. Bernard and his chief deputy and said, never dreamed that they didn't know this woman Janice was playing games with these people, trying to set up their home invasion. Oh, just open the door. What's the problem? I mean, you got the police on the phone. And I remembered how my mother had a black eye, never wanted to talk about it. And even said that to the woman. I said, this is like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. I said, send the police out. I'm tired of talking to you. But somebody called him on his cell phone. Lawrence Ruiz stopped kicking in the door. Yeah, he got the outer door open. He was just about to get the inner door open. But see, Daniel Lanwhite, a reputed Canadian drug trafficker turned record producer, known pedophile, he already paid the bribes. They were paid when I walked into that office to report what my mother and I perceived to be a mother-son act to prey upon the elderly. Yeah. My mother called the DA office, talked about, you know, us being force-fed food that made us sick. Did Gregory Noto call a sheriff and let's get a police report or call a justice of the peace? No. Because everybody had their hand out. They knew, like, Lord, man, we really got some payoffs going now. Big drug ring. Yeah. They had just gotten busted with Interscope Records running all the drugs in the band equipment. And then when an arrest warrant is issued for this woman after she keeps doing things, Peggy Mackles is her name. She's been arrested under Paula Borden, different other names. Yeah. Yeah, and using a knife on somebody. Wow, and she wasn't in prison? Yeah. Because they criminally assist this family of professional con artists to prey upon the elderly in St. Bernard Parish. And Mr. Phil Whitman, Paul Tabery, Frank DeSalvo, and Mr. Bigelow, they use them too. Yeah. No wonder Janet Bruno Small has come up with, and Sandra and Carolyn Pernicciaro have come up with jewelry real soon after a murder.
This is Roland here for TikTok Cafe. TikTok Cafe is located on I-10 Service Road and Causeway, open 24 hours a day, the place to go when most other places are closed. There is poetry on the wall, God is in the workplace, and everyone treated as family. That's my favorite stop for breakfast and lunch. See you at TikTok Cafe.
Big Easy Pet Shop and Rescue is a nonprofit volunteer-run rescue. We provide adoption services and care for homeless animals across the New Orleans metro area. We also offer pet supplies and grooming services at our downtown and Marigny locations. The shops are located at 839 Spain Street and 513 Dumaine Street and are open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. weekdays and noon to 6 on Saturdays, noon to 5 on Sundays. We can be found on the web at BigEasyPetShop.com. Support local animals in need by shopping and adopting with Big Easy Animal Rescue.
The Edwards Mortgage Group, the Maison Collective, NOLA Title Group, and ARC Insurance Consultants are the ones to call on for all of your home needs. Whether it's mortgages, closing, sales, or insurance, they take care of your home needs, and now they've come together to help take care of the needs of our beloved New Orleans music community by partnering with Bougainvillea Productions and Soul Project NOLA for Fridays from the Funky Uncle. Fridays from the Funky Uncle is a free webcast live from the one-of-a-kind Mardi Gras float, the Funky Uncle Lounge, that features New Orleans musicians playing live music combined with interviews and outreach news to raise money for the entertainment community of New Orleans that have been impacted by COVID-19. You can join in the funky fun time by simply going to www.funkyuncle.live every Friday night at 7 p.m.
Coming to the Funky Uncle Lounge May 14th, it's the North Mississippi All-Stars, and on May 21st, John Jojo Herman.
For more information on how you can support Fridays from the Funky Uncle, go to funkyuncle.live.
Serving the Gulf South from New Orleans. WGSO, New Orleans News Radio. WGSO.
Celebrating 75 years, we are the community voice of the Crescent City. WGSO 990 AM.
Hey, there you go. Of course, it was in WGSO 90 AM, Robert Hood with the Beatles. So look, we all know this. The critical race theory's anti-American agenda is being blown out across the country with lawmakers like Republican Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina, Mark Robinson, and his education task force. Now, this is something that the parents of children in New Orleans need to look at this. You find it on the Gateway Pundit. I think it was published May 8th. And he's got an organization called FACTS Task Force, and it stands for Fairness and Accountability in the Classroom for Teachers and Students. It works to support parents, teachers, and students who are willing to stand up for North Carolina's future, should be New Orleans' future, by exposing indoctrination in the classroom and ensuring that our students are taught how to think, not what to think. So that's one there. We have another forensic audit about to come up, where they're going to push for a forensic audit in the entire state of Pennsylvania. And this is a candidate, a House candidate, Teddy Daniels, served in the military from the Scranton area. And he narrowly lost his primary to an establishment Republican. But it's when the mail-in ballots started coming in that made all the difference. So he's determined, because he said he saw the State of Union address, and he said, is this all we have? This is crazy. He wasn't elected. He was installed. There's no way this guy is truly a president of the United States. We had enough whistleblowers. And hey, look, I'm mentioning it because this is what's going on under the radar that the media won't mention. And said they want to start with the audit of three counties with the most irregularities in Philadelphia County, Allegheny County, home to Pittsburgh, and Lucerne County. All three counties have been rife with serious, gross irregularities. And the county, and what people don't know, the Secretary of State, right after the election, and their county manager, they resigned because the fix was so, and the rigging schemes were so sloppy that they didn't think they could make it through it. But, you know, you get to certify the election. Oh, we got to go for that. Really? Nope. You ought to be in jail for doing that. You know, and so the other thing that they're tracking now is the Zuckerbucks, where they gave money to the swing states, and Maricopa County, who now admits that they don't have the passwords to the images for the router, to get the images for the router, because they allowed Dominion voting systems to handle that part of the election. No, that's an outside party. So, you know, we're going to see what happens with that. You know, but they have $3 million that was given to them by the Zuckerbergs prior to the election, and nobody knows who received the money, and nobody knows what they did with it. So it's private funds. There's a number of states that are passing legislation that no outside private funds can be involved in any election, and the places. The key swing states were Pennsylvania, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. Those are the three that have problems now that they're looking at. And so the states that are passing the legislation is Georgia, Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, North Carolina, Texas, and Florida. So this is what I suggest to everybody. If you want to come up from the back end with election integrity, you send a request to your Secretary of State, any state, and you ask them, was there anyone, any county, our state would be parish, it'd be a Records Act request, Freedom of Information in federal. You want to know if any money, any parish, would be our state, other states would be county. Any election officials in the state received any money from the Zuckerbergs. It's called the Center for Tech and Civic Life. It was to help election administration in cities and counties nationwide during the 2020 election. Now, they have video of this woman in Michigan forcing people to count the same signature 138 times on ballots. In Michigan, they're picking up on an attorney, Matthew DiParno. They found 1,061 ballots that in a state database that do not exist on the voter rolls. That's just one county. Now, 15,000 ballots are counted, but they only had 14,900 listed. So they found phantom ballots, and there's phantom ballots all over the country. People not on the voting rolls. And people using post offices and truck stops for addresses. Now, the man in Teddy Daniels out of Pennsylvania, he's asking that anyone that he's pushing for the audit now, it should be audited, and said that he's running on a straight American First platform. He was serving in a U.S. military, got out, became a police officer. You know, now he's fighting for election integrity. So he said he encourages those interested in an audit to contact Pennsylvania Auditor General Tim DeFuhr's office and support the activists. And it's called Audit the Vote PA for Pennsylvania.com. AuditTheVotePA.com, because it affects all of us. Now, I got something sent to me on the same website that I visit all the time to see what's going on. And they told me that Nancy Pelosi's husband and Dianne Feinstein's husband's been buying land with federal grant money. This was like for the high-speed rail system from Sacramento to San Diego. Land that he couldn't buy was stolen via eminent domain, but Pelosi's husband sets the land purchased with federal funds, sells the land purchased with federal funds to Dianne Feinstein's husband to get federal funds to purchase the land from Pelosi's husband. Is that wild? Then he sells the land to the actual developer. Well, some of that's gone on down in Hopedale and Delacroix Island. The Miro Foundation is telling people that they don't own the property and they just confiscating it. You know, just like they did to my family. You know, like you're not going to do anything about it when they made up phony baloney paper to assume control of assets from my father's estate, and we weren't allowed to even know that succession was filed. In fact, Rhonda Gabb and Associates, they lied to us. Lied to me when I asked three times. But sign that paper. You're going to wish you never played elderly people. Especially my mother. See you same time next week, 7 o'clock, for the Beat Exchange on Mondays.
Over the last 75 years, New Orleans has gone through many changes, and so has WGSO. From our early beginnings in 1946, broadcasting from the Jung Hotel, being home to Papa Stappa in the 1950s, being a music station, talking biz radio to speakeasy New Orleans style, you, our loyal listeners, have been here every step of the way with WGSO. It's now our 75th anniversary, and we